KQ4WJT, N4ZLK. KQ4WJT. I was trying to get you to blow the dust out of, and the cobwebs out of the radio.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah, or headed up the hill.
I'm on 11, about to get on 25 here.
Well, have a good day. Just wanted to see if you had your radio on and was listening.
Most mornings I do. It's typically in the afternoons where I'm I need some quiet time because I'm tired of my phone ringing. So I keep everything off on the drive home.
I meant to tell you this morning, or last night even, Connor and I might be going to Shelby Hamfest Saturday morning if you'd be interested in riding up. I don't know yet. Connor's available. I told Mom the reason she wanted to go to Ohio this weekend and I wanted to go last weekend because of the Shelby Hamfest. I know we've got the bowling thing going on Saturday night, but we might be able to run up for a few hours if you'd be interested in going.
I'll definitely let you know. I'm not outside of the that evening. I'm not sure what we're doing Saturday, but I'll get with all HQ and let you know. Make sure she didn't have anything planned. And how far is Shelby? I don't really remember.
Exactly sure. Maybe an hour and a half. It's up. You take 26 to 74 there, and up when you get up on the top of the hill, it might be 20, 30 minutes down the road, down 74.
So not too far, but thanks for letting me know. I'll get back to you on it. See if we can make that happen.
They both hang out with a bunch of old people. There you go. Yeah, we just talked about just going and walking around and mainly to see people. But, you know, just kind of look at the stuff out there. It's fascinating what is for sale at a ham fest. Just the generations of technology and all the other interesting stuff.
Believe it. I bet there's some good things to find there. I always thought it'd be fun to go check out one of those at some point. And, you know, there might be someone younger than me there.
Or two at the Waynesville Hamfest. All right, I'll let you go. I just wanted to ask you about that. Put it in your mind if you wanted to go. I still got a reminder. Anyway. All right, have a good day. We'll talk to you later. KQ4WJT, N4ZLK.
Yeah, let me know. You have a good day as well. KQ4WJT, clear.
XY, KF4NXY, N4ZLK. ZLK, clear.
HKX.
Call you, but I guess I'll say good morning. Hey, Patrick.
Hope you're having a good drive into work.
Nice out here today. Are you on the road again?
Got to the hospital this morning. I'm about the same.
Or keep me informed. Still in our prayers. Did you stay up there all day yesterday?
Well, about 5 o'clock, and then I went to church. So pretty much all day.
It's good that you've got that time to be able to do that, so I'm sure they appreciate it.
Most of them do.
Get to the Ham Fest this weekend?
We're going to go tomorrow instead of Saturday.
Bet I have to work. Man, I could run up there too. Be a little easier.
We'll leave that one alone for right now.
It's open. Do you know? Saturday morning.
6 o'clock.
Connor and I are going to try to go, and Seth might ride with us too. We'll see.
Him talking. Maybe you'll be able to go. That'd be a good day for the three of you.
Them into buying me lunch on the way home.
Between the two of them, they could buy you lunch.
It would make them want to come more.
That's one way of looking at it.
It's through Sunday, right? But I heard someone saying that a lot of people were, I think it was Eric, was talking about last year, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they, people were pretty much cleared out.
Through Friday and Saturday this year. It's not on Sunday. And yeah, usually early afternoon, traffic starts slowing down.
If you get there early, you gonna go up there with Gary, or are you by yourself?
He and I are going, but we haven't worked out all the details yet. We're gonna do that today.
Because I know you've gone to a lot of them together, so. I remember coming back up from Atlanta one morning and you guys were on the way down.
The next big one, that's in November. That's probably my favorite one.
That one, maybe I can go down there as well.
It's all day, as long as the weather's nice, because it's mostly outside. There is some inside, but most of it's outside. And as long as the weather's good, that's an all day experience.
Outside as well,
but there is some inside to it too, so if it does, the weather's bad, you can still come. So I think there's 4 buildings inside and then the boneyard.
Make a list of things that I want instead of just going and randomly walking around. That way if I see a good deal on something, I'll pick it up.
Good idea, because you'll miss stuff if you don't.
Deals, but I hadn't thought about, you know, whatever it was, hadn't thought about whether I would need it or use it in anywhere. So there was one thing Bob had for sale, MD7J up there, and I kind of wish I'd purchased it then. I picked it up and looked at it and set it back down. I kind of wish I'd gotten it just for future.
You'll do that quite a few times going to the Ham Fest. You'll pick stuff up, and wish you'd bought it later on.
Is the least like in school starting back up again?
This week has been kind of rough for them. They've had some minor issues with the buses and kids getting on the right one and getting to the right places. So they've had some issues there, but. All in all, I guess it's been pretty good.
And that would be a lot of work trying to keep track of all those kids. I don't think I'd want anything to do with it.
It comes, a lot of it comes down to parents making last minute changes and things like that, you know, trying to get that information out. You know, parents will call and they'll want to make a change at 2:50 and the buses leave at 2:55, you know, that kind of thing. So. That's where some of the issue comes in.
It's been really nice the last few years not having to worry about school starting, getting anybody to school, meetings, parent-teacher meetings. It's been really nice.
And it sure has. And then last night I got reminded of what it's like to have little ones. I rode up with some friends that live down here close to us to church so that we wouldn't have 2 vehicles up there, and I could just ride back with Elise. And when we got there, we were playing with their kids, teaching them how to ride bicycles in the church parking lot, and out there chasing them and trying to teach them how to pedal a bicycle and all that. Yeah, I'd forgotten about all that. Boy, it wore me out.
Therapy for your knee. How'd that hold up?
It was sore, but I wouldn't change it for anything. I had a good time.
Well, I was calling David. I heard briefly this morning, I heard him say something about getting on the motorcycle today, and I heard him yesterday morning saying he was waiting for the doctor to release him, so I was going to ask him where he was going to go and congratulate him on being able to get back on the motorcycle.
Yeah, I miss getting up of a morning with the morning crew. I miss doing that. I need to get back in the habit of it.
Need to set that alarm earlier.
I'm not setting an alarm. Just kind of taking it as it comes. So, trying to enjoy this little reprieve from everything else while I can.
Okay, I understand. Might want to do that myself one day.
I'm getting ready to lose the repeater, so I'm going to jump out of here. But good to hear you this morning, and I hope you have an awesome day today. And enjoy that ride, KO4HKX. I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
This morning, Patrick, and again, I'm praying for you and your grandfather. I hope things go as well as they can. Have a good day. KO4HKX at 4ZLK.
Slide monitor.
I think it's KM4GMI, N4ZLK. Shane here.
It's KM4GLI. How's everything going for you today?
Well, just headed into work and enjoying this cooler weather.
It feels a lot better today up on Mount Pisgah than it does normally, so I'm enjoying this too.
52 here down near Greenville. I'll bet it's a lot cooler than that up there.
Right now, it was down about 51 here when I got up this morning.
Would have thought it would have been a little cooler based on what it's like here, but are you up on the mountain itself or just close to it?
Just close to it. We're at the Cradle of Farshi up here. We're at about 3,400 feet, something like that.
Talked before. When you mentioned Cradle of Forestry, I think, don't you volunteer or work up there during the summertime?
That's right. I volunteer up here. We come up in April and leave in November, so it's my happy place up here. I've got to drive down to South Carolina today to go see a band, the Swinging Medallions, performing down in Lexington, so I'm going to go down to South Carolina and see them tonight.
I remember talking to you now. Yeah, that's a good little drive, about an hour south of Greenville, so southeast of Greenville. So that'll be nice. Are you going to stay down there for the night?
Yeah, my son lives in Columbia, well, near Columbia, so we'll stay with him for a couple of days and head back to the Cradle Sunday.
And I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you have a good trip down that way.
You're going to try anyway. All right, I'm going to clear out of here and start getting ready to pack up and so forth. Just heard y'all in here this morning and wanted to say hi to you. 73's to you, and KM4GLI is clear after your phone.
Talk to you again. Thanks for the call. N4ZLK, clear.